Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 8th of August, recording at 9:17 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets, well, they are sort of quietly steady, I would say. European stock markets had some early losses, but closed the day mixed and very small percentage moves in either direction. In the Americas, Wall Street had started the day it was pretty mixed, moving in and out of the plus column. Closed the day fractionally, very tiny gains on the S&P and the Dow, and a tiny loss on the Nasdaq. Best mover here is Brazil, up over 2%. Now, long-dated government bond prices were up initially, but then eased in the U.S., although they retained some modest gains in Europe. And the U.S. dollar was firmer this morning, but gave up at least half of those, or approximately half of those gains. And the main component in that, I see the euro slipped back here to 123.57. Elsewhere, precious metals had a bit of a sell-off in the morning, but then recovered pretty well all of that. I mean, platinum's almost unchanged. Silver's down 10 cents as I speak. But silver, say, just below 28, dipped down to 27.66. Gold's done best here. Modest gain. It's currently at $1,612.50. But it had dipped down to 1603.35. Crude oil, quietly steady. The Brent is just below 112. WTI, 93.40. Industrial metals, slightly easier following yesterday's gains. And soft commodities, mixed. I haven't seen any big moves here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets have been doing well, haven't they? The rally that started in early June has actually picked up a bit of steam. Last week's consolidation was brief, which is exactly what one would want to see in an ongoing upward trend. If anything, the advance is actually steepened overall. And it's taken us back to interesting levels. One is a short-term overbought condition. But so far, throughout this rally, these stock markets have consolidated gains within rising trends defined by higher reaction lows, and not least on Wall Street. The S&P is at a very interesting level. It is at 1402.22. It's been hovering just a little bit either side of this 1400 level, which was a target for a lot of the more optimistic people. I mean, if you want the targets for the pessimistic people, just pick a number to the downside. But we also had the year's earlier highs just above 1400. So there's a lot of karma up here, and if we get, first I would not be surprised to see a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing in this region because of that factor, but if we get a sustained upward break, and that's in with at least a 50-50 chance in coming weeks, then watch for another scramble among the buyers here to get in, because sentiment was very pessimistic back at the beginning of June, and actually people are still pretty cautious overall. And that's not a bad behavioral background at a time when interest rates are low. And there are some genuine reasons for that improvement in sentiment overall. Although the US economy is weak and on steroids, at least it's not in recession. And the European situation, though, that's where there's the most scope for some sort of change in sentiment. And whereas talk of a euro breakup, not on an if, but, or maybe basis, but describing it virtually as a fait accompli, sort of any day now, when the euro breaks up, as the euro breaks up, that type of talk, never indulged in by Fuller Money, I might add, although we have said that maybe the European Union loses Greece over the next year or two, but that's certainly not a problem now, and it's by no means assured. But it is clear that Europe is moving closer, incrementally, admittedly, but moving closer to fiscal union. And the ECB is acting as the lender of last resort. Now, you can say what you like about those policies, and people are, but the point in terms of markets is that this is not ending in the breakup that was so widely forecast or even hoped for in some circles. And the Europeans, in the defense of their currency, in which they have so much vested emotional capital, at least the European politicians and bureaucrats, they're actually working together a little more closely. So the point about stock markets is not have they solved the problem, but is the situation perceived to be getting worse, or is it perceived to be getting slightly better? Well, back in the end of April, it was perceived to be getting worse. Today, I would argue, and in recent weeks, last couple of months, it is perceived to be getting better, and that's why these markets are firm. And we had a big drop yesterday in the Spanish 2-year yields. You can see that in the library, I believe. And that, again, indicates ECB activity. And markets have responded accordingly. And that's no bad thing. Again, our favorites, we like the autonomies and we like the dividend aristocrats. The autonomies that are performing, pretty well all of the dividend aristocrats are performing. And China, I hadn't mentioned it in my introduction, but it's quietly steady. Had a couple of good upward dynamics and it's holding those gains. Seen the best gain marginally in that we've had for a number of months. So some encouraging signs overall. Now, in this risk on and risk off environment, it would only take a series of or one day of some quite clear downward dynamics to throw us back into some at least temporary or some short-term risk off action. But that hasn't happened yet. And the technical action, I can only say, has improved, albeit we're now a little bit overbought. Government bonds, they lost upward momentum. I illustrated and mentioned that yesterday, and about time too, because they'd been rising. Those government bond futures prices had been rising since March. In other words, yields coming down since March, pushing them down to record lows, bond prices to record highs, unsustainable. And so we're getting at least a partial setback, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get a bigger setback. We certainly will if we get the S&P sustaining a break to new highs for the year, or maintaining a break to new highs for the year. And I still think that's more likely than not in coming weeks and months. Precious metals They are more of a risk on, risk off asset than we would like. But nevertheless, gold in particular shows evidence of support building here. And I think that's easily explained by the low interest rates and all the money printing that's actually taking place. And we don't have any of the sort of euphoria around the gold market that we've seen in the past when it was getting overextended. Jumping around here, just going back to Brazil for a moment, it looks as if it's consolidating a breakup out of the recent trading range. Brazil had been an underperformer, and then a couple of months ago it went into a trading range, and it's broken up out of that recently and appears to be consolidating those gains. Looks very much like a recovery candidate. The Brent oil price is definitely higher than I would like to see it. Of course, it doesn't care what I would like to see, but my point is that it's no longer the tailwind that we saw when it was back below 90. Up here at 112, it's really becoming a bit of a headwind here once again. I'm not sure that's justified fundamentally at the moment, but it is what it is, to coin a phrase. Grains and beans, they were up a little bit here today. They sort of seesawed a bit. And given the crop damage, it's still too soon to say that these are top areas rather than consolidations. So, let's see what tomorrow brings. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.